This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Within a 24-hour period, there have been at least 5,000 more deaths globally from COVID-19, taking the figure to more than 583,000 dead. In the U.S., there are more than 137,000 deaths from it. The number of confirmed infections is more than 13.5 million and approximately 3.5 million in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump is attempting to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, stating again that he has a very good relationship with Fauci. Speaking to reporters as he left for an event, Mr. Trump insisted that we're all on the same page. He went on to say that we want to get rid of this mess that China sent us, so everybody's working to the same line, and we're doing very well. We're doing very well in a lot of ways that our country's coming back very strong. President also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor Peter Navarro in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. Asked if Navarro went rogue in writing the piece, Mr. Trump said that he had made a statement representing himself and shouldn't be doing that. With the virus pandemic getting worse, Congress will be back in Washington next week to consider a fresh relief package. Republicans have been reluctant to approve more aid, but priorities have shifted as the virus continues hammering the U.S. A Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he now hopes to quickly approve a relief bill, which is expected to hit $1 trillion. He'll roll out details next week, focusing on schools and kids, jobs and unemployment and health care. House Democrats have already approved a $3 trillion package. Speaker Nancy Pelosi warns if Congress does not make a big enough investment in fighting the virus,